Hello and welcome to the 12th Manx 40 podcast of the 23-24 season. Today I'm joined by a man that has had more coffees than your average barista, Dave Norton. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
Good. Tom Curfey, for this week again.
I didn't get a very good introduction,
Dave. No, I couldn't think of anything.
You do it on the spot, way. Though. People might think at home that you sit there and think about these. You do it on the spot,
don't
you?
Yeah, sometimes I write that. Yeah. Occasionally, you just come to me in the shower.
Okay.
You know, like,
why
a bit
in
like,
the shower?
Do you remember when like Paul Robinson was in the shower and he dreamt that Bouncer was dead? Remember that one?
Wow.
When it was Bouncer was dead, it was a dream sequence involving Bouncer. No one remember that Neighbours episode? Oh,
Neighbours.
Anyway, you're a big more of an EastEnders fan.
I am, and right now, the calf's just burnt on fire, so that's really interesting. But spoiler, I can do a whole podcast on that.
People catch up.
It was last Friday. You'd like to think
they've had a chance to watch the omnibus.
Adam, you okay?
Yeah, all good, thanks.
Good week, yeah?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah.
Sam, good week?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
We all recovered from our FC Alaman special.
Just about thawed out, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit cold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Adam's decision to wear shorts on the coldest night of the year, I think,
I keep saying it, it's not December yet.
It doesn't make it more warm, does it?
No, it was pretty cold. And the football, the stand of the game was pretty bad.
It was a bit turgid at times. Good win for FC Alaman, though. Hopefully, we'll all have seen the FC Alaman special, which Sam had lovingly crafted. How many hours did it take you to edit that together?
Not too bad, if it was only 6 or 7. Just slightly less than Hattie's appearance on this show.
Any personal highlights on Saturday, Tom? Did you enjoy the trip to the Pinewood pre-game?
I loved the Pinewood. That was probably my highlight. Weren't there long enough? I think you've got to start at 2-3 o'clock, ideally, don't you? If you're but then you obviously want to watch the locals game. And then afterwards, I like the Woodbird as well.
Yeah. While we were in the Pinewood, we did bump into some Manx football royalty, didn't we?
We did.
Adam, that
was my highlight of the night. Winning top trumps.
You played Douglaston District top trumps, which we have mentioned on the podcast previously, with the one, the only Dave Matheson, and he's turned it into this amazing player cards right sort of game. And you won, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I had to guess higher or lower on. I think it was goals scored for each player.
And could you remember what the winning? You had Harry Quirk. You had Mark Quirk at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Wills Gavin was in there.
Well, Mark Quirk was the second to last, and I think the only one that could have beaten you was Daniel Clegg Stewart. He didn't come out as his last card.
I think I did get the record goal score at one point, though, didn't I?
Mark Quirk was on 19.
No, I think Daniel Clegg scored more. I think.
Oh right.
Yeah.
This
is
where Dave will be. You're already composing. I say tweets. What do you call it now? Update X.
I still call them tweets.
It's just a post, isn't it, though?
Yeah, but tweets are cool, isn't it? I don't know why he got rid of them
together.
He knows what he's doing. He's working on a different plane to the rest of
it. Yeah, that's true.
Right, we're going to talk about the Saturday's fixtures in a minute. We'll insert that now, the bit about the cards. Can we do that now, Sam, can't we?
Yeah, we can show Adam winning a 3 point now.
Top trumps is all well and good when you're like sat on a boat or at home, but on a night out, this is fun.
You take these cards on a night out?
We did. I took them on the coach trip the other week.
Brilliant.
It was the most fun I've ever had.
Brennan Johnson, that's girlfriend, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, he scored. Maybe, she'll be a bit sad about it. Big anyway, put 5 down.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We need a better view of this, lads. We need to see the draw.
Okay, so.
Yeah. I hope we don't get a case of playing cards.
Right or right to left, which way do you want to go?
Left to right.
Okay, so we're going to start with William Gavin. So you can pick any of
legend,
the statistics.
Utility.
You can say high or low, but you've got to stick with that statistic all the way through.
Oh,
and if you're really brave, you can go same. If you get the same, you also fail.
No, you get nothing for a pair.
Not in this game.
Not in this game, exactly. So what are you going for? Debut, appearances, goals, awards, and year of birth.
Year of birth?
Yeah, can I remind you, you want the biggest number. So your year of birth, you want someone young. Debut, you want someone who's made their debut recently. Biggest number.
I'm looking for goals, mate.
Goals?
Yeah.
Goals, so are you going to say the next one is higher or lower than 3?
It's got to be higher than 3.
I'd go for that one.
Higher.
It's Kevin Doyle, it's 31 goals.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so you're going to go.
That's
higher.
It.
No, you've got to go lower again. Higher or lower than 31 goals. Kevin Doyle.
Lower.
He's down off somewhere 22 goals. Yeah. Doing well so far.
He's a goalkeeper.
I know, but back in the day, he used to be a nippy winger. We made him go in net. Right, higher or lower?
The whole time at the club.
Well, if you read the fine print, it's since 2008.
Okay.
Higher than 22. Yeah,
yeah. Final answer.
Ready for this? It's Mark Quirk's 91 goals.
One more.
Lower.
What is their top record goal scorer?
This episode is filmed in front of a live hat.
I know what can beat this and what can't, so I'm not going to say.
How many can beat it?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Is it only Stuart?
Let's just... What, is he there or is he in my pocket?
Lower.
I reckon
it's got to be lower.
Unless
this is Daniel Stuart Clegg, which would be brilliant. He's gone. He's gone. It's Tom Barney. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you
very much.
I'll get you a drink shortly.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Saturday's games. A full, hopefully, I've got my fingers crossed because I don't want to spoil Dave Reed's weather, but it's not looking good. There's a card in the Premier League and Division 2 this weekend. We'll kick off with the Canalife Premier League. Unbeaten Air United. Adam, you said last week, we might as well give them the title now if they won last week. They did because St George's can get a team out. Is that it then? It's all done and dusted. They've got 30 points from 10 games.
To be fair, I said if Peel and Ramsey draw and Air win.
I don't remember that bit.
I thought it was just if Air win, you're having the title.
No, I thought if both of them drop points, the second and third, you see. That was my reasoning. Yeah. So it's still alive because Peel, you know.
Six points behind now.
Yeah, it's doable. It is doable. And maybe I did jump the gun a bit last week. But,
you were a bit gung-ho last
week. He'd been out for 2 weeks.
He was chomping.
Yeah.
So 6 points to the advantage, Dave. They take on Corinthians this week. Corinthians last week, they lost to St Mary's. So we'll be keen to, as Ian Dowie famously say, bounce back.
Yeah, it's the manner of that defeat which will call them the most because they were 1-0 up in that game and they lost it to an inch time winner.
Yeah.
They'll be gasping to get a win and they need it for Railway Cup. They're looking good for the Railway Cup, but they do need to pick up more points.
So, Andreas Factor, Sam, is that a big thing? The teams, Tom has revoked our love of home advantage.
And Barton pointed out to me that on Saturday, every single away team in Canada Life Premier League won. So it just shows my home advantage is not
including the away walkover.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's not great, is it?
Well, I think that might be the exception that proves the rule because it's such a standout week that normally you'd expect a few home teams to win. Yeah. But I think also the trip to Ayr is just a bit sort of, you know, as when you're walking in the Ayrs, it's a hell of a long way to go.
A bit too soon for that. Give it another month, mate, and that's fine.
Yeah. I've been dropping Christmas songs in this and podcast since the first game of the season. No one's noticed.
And you are putting your Christmas tree up later this week, aren't you?
So yeah. I'm
controversial.
It's too early.
You're ahead of Douglas Council, which is an error, really. So
I've been ahead of Douglas Council for years. I've got my own light switch on parade. 3FM are coming round to host it for me.
He's going to tell them to flick the switch. You're going to run it through the window.
He's already got his up.
Has he?
Yeah. Post office on. He's already got his up.
It's too early.
Are you getting malt pints from the Maxi at all or anything like that?
Malt pints?
Yeah. Go controversial.
Dave, you've made some questionable decisions in your career.
I certainly have.
And this is by far the worst.
At least I didn't play for Gulls.
Hang on.
Your team doesn't even exist anymore.
Derby.
You did that much damage to Northern Athletic at the fold.
Laxie. I was a Laxie boy.
Oh, until Cavs stole your team, they're placing the team.
That's it.
And look, what a diversion in the path that was.
He suggested that if he hadn't replaced Dave could have had his own Netflix series.
I'm sure.
God, I watched that, by the way, the documentary. Oh my God, imagine that Netflix series.
It's on Saturday night, it's called Casualty.
Yeah.
Anyway. You might have seen the spin off on the TV. Dave floats between the two, it's like Charlie. Right, back to the football. Hey, United Corinthians. Right, Tom, do you think home winning this one?
Yeah, I think it'll be have too much for them. I think they'll be good if they didn't play last week. They had their Melia recently, didn't they?
That was last weekend.
I'm intrigued to know whether they raised as much as the God's Own Parish did, but it'd be interesting to see. But yeah, they'll be wanting to go play again, and I think they'll have too much for Corinthians, especially at home in front of the Tangerine Army.
Dave?
Yeah, I think we'll be too strong in this one. I think they're going to be... march on, really, get another victory.
Adam?
Spoken about curses on this, but I feel like whoever I back, they always seem to lose. Because I backed Corinthians last week and they concede two in stoppage time to lose, so like, I don't understand. I feel like whoever I say, the opposite wins. The same with Colby as well, always happens.
No, but then initially you said they weren't good. Oh, they did win, so you're the opposite, exactly, man. So, yeah. But for this game?
I mean, just logic just says air, doesn't it? So, I'm going to go with that.
It'd be tight though, wouldn't it?
I reckon Simo's return to FCLM might seal this, to be honest, and I think that Corinthians won't have enough trouble there off the back of him linking back up there, so I'm expecting an air win.
Was Simo playing right wing back for FCLM?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
We didn't really discuss that on the pod at the time, but it was a bit of a departure from his usual position, so...
I thought he played it quite well, though. You spoke to their manager, he spoke about him as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He spoke about him causing a bit of problems, and he also... He spoke about, was it Callum Sherry as well?
He mentioned,
who obviously got man of the match. And we were saying, weren't we, that he got man of the match about 5 minutes before full time.
Yeah.
He could have had two clangers. Like, I just think, man of the match, even with 5 minutes to go, is early.
I know that you made comment at the time of his lack of reaction.
Yeah.
You know, if you had been applauding people.
I'd have gone off, I'd have been like, my job's done. It's good luck, lads. No, but I'd have clapped myself. Al Maitland gave him a little clap.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, so that was quite nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to go draw. I think Air will drop their first points of the season on Saturday.
Controversial.
I just think it could. I think Corinthians. Simo only played 60 minutes on Saturday, didn't he? About that 60, 70 minutes.
Yeah.
So he might not be nailed on for FC Alman yet. I would. But we don't know.
It's another home game on Saturday for FC Alman, isn't it? So
you think he might play both?
I reckon.
It's away this week, isn't it?
Pardon?
They're away at Colton, aren't they?
I thought. Oh, sorry, it is this week. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
So you never know. I don't want to second guess Paul Jones.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. Right, elsewhere on Saturday, I'm looking down the fixture list. Let's go to Peel versus Laxey, Adam. Now, Peel are back in form, I would say. 2-0 winners at Ramsey. Great win last week. We've talked about Ramsey's home record. That was their first defeat at Ballacloan this season. Peel are taking on Laxey this week. Laxey... The Manx Footy Pod curse as well as truly struck them. They have not been right since they've been on, since we had Johnny Palmer and Tom Cowan in. So, do we think Peel are going to rub further salt into those, heron salt into those wounds?
I said I jumped the gun last week, but I just think if they don't win and then Air continue to win, I think if Peel don't win this weekend, then I think it might be.
without meaning to jump the gun again, I'm going to jump the gun again.
It might be Cairns. You've got to take advantage of the home form, and I think obviously with the form Laxey are in, I think it's a bit of a must win even early on.
Yeah.
I honestly do think that.
I don't know. I think I'll be frustrated about the goal difference last week, of course. You know, the thing that they're not they could have maybe got a few more Geordies if the game was on.
I think their goal difference is
But it might all come down to it, mightn't it? And this is the thing.
But Peel could have got one more as well, couldn't they?
Watching that game, that was interesting from Peel. That was, I actually spoke to Liam Thomas last night because Moran had a game against Armagh under-18s. They played the ball, and Liam Thomas was like, I just didn't think it had gone in. And in fairness, them goals at Ramsey, they're like the little triangle at the front. It's like, I was calling it a stanchion in work, but you guys disagreed because that's only the top. What did I end up calling it in the paper? Was it
frame?
The frame, yeah. And it hit that. It was quite queer. It was in. But it wasn't given. And if he doesn't, in fairness to the referee, if he doesn't see it as a goal, then he can't give it.
Is it as bad as the famous Mullu Govers?
Oh no, nothing's bad. Nothing's ever as bad.
Timmy Collis is.
Yeah. Was it Johnny Hogg the ref?
I think. Well, we were saying about this, weren't we, in the midweek? That there's, you can see how that happens at some clubs, and I think they have actually, the FA have tried to encourage clubs to move away from them sort of goals.
Yeah,
because
speaking of, the Ramsey manager did mention that that they were FA regulators, because I think Lee Gale and a few others were asking the question of whether or not they were, because he was, in fairness to him, he must be thinking maybe golden boot, he must be thinking as many goals as he had, and he got two great assists as well. So to cap off a performance like that, he'd wanted a goal, and he scored a very good one, and it wasn't given, but Peel were the better team. Ramsey, don't get me wrong, had chances there. Owen Dawson goal had a very good game. Dorsey good, and then so that Luke Docherty at centre half Peel's quite good as well. Didn't help. Dylan Pickles got sin bin for 10 minutes. So just as Ramsey was trying to push and get back into the game, so I think Peel were just they're a step above, and I think they'll have no problems in dispatching a Lex team that seem all over the place at the minute, don't they? Which I have very much joy in.
The glee in his face when he says that.
I heard Adam Neilan
played centre mid. Tom, you weren't all that happy about your trip to Ramsey, though, were you?
No, very disappointed, actually. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell everyone at home what happened?
Well, at half time, I heard some murmurs, but I wasn't sure. But I heard some murmurs just before the full time that was no pasty. But you don't believe the Ramsey faithful, do you? You're not sure. You go and check yourself. So I went up there, I checked, and Liam Mazzone was behind the counter, and he just goes, "Yeah, no pasty." But
they
then they have
knew you were coming.
Well, they have replied to my tweet saying that they had a committee meeting on Wednesday, and they are going to get it sorted when Moran play Ramsey, which I won't be there, which is pretty disappointing. I'll be in the combi, yeah, unless Dave Brew has other ideas. So it's very disappointing that the lack of hot food. Like, I had taken a sausage roll. They don't need to pull the pasty cart out. Just get me a sausage roll or something hot. By the end, I settle for a coffee.
I think we get that on our official range of FMFP merchandise. Just get me a sausage roll.
It's a quote. I think, yeah, and what frustrated me most was seeing, like, up front 40 you at a game, having nice foods, different things.
Well,
like,
yeah, I mean, to try and bring it back to the discussion about Laxey versus Peel for a second, Dean was up at Laxey and he said the had a fantastic cup of tea up there.
Yeah.
So it's
it's about all they can give at the minute, isn't it?
Dave, can Laxey get anything out of this one?
Well, we know in this league they do throw up some strange results sometimes, and they are a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde side at the moment. So possibly, but I've got to say, and I spoke to Eric as well, and he wasn't overly impressed with Laxey in that game. So no, I'm going to go with Peel on this one.
Adam?
Peel, definitely.
Sam?
Oh, let's hit the apricot. Let's go for a Laxey win.
Oh, I want a draw. It's like two teams. You just don't want to win, do you? So it's just like, yeah, just settle for a 0-0 or something.
Would a draw give Air the title?
Yeah.
How are we even talking about a title right now? It's so early.
Yeah. He's got a point, though. 100%
so this record, isn't
this it? This is 100% record, exactly. And they played 11 games. So they're one game away from... Sorry, they will have played 11 games after Saturday. That's halfway through the season. If you look at it, they've played pretty much everyone now.
Yeah, but all it takes is one loss, and then you start. Does it, I don't know. Do you think Air could have wrapped it up?
Yeah,
I think Air. I'm not as cut and dry as Mr. Morton here, but I do think if the tangerine ribbon should be on one side, maybe not the black. I think it's that way.
I think it's still far too early. It's far too soon. Anything can happen in Manchester.
Well, it's either Air or
and it usually does.
And it usually does.
Yeah. Right, moving on. Next game sees St John's take on St George's in the Battle of the Saints. That game is two. They're both in 8th and 9th, a point between the pair of them. St John's have had a bit of a revival in recent weeks, Tom, after a tough start to the season. They're getting bodies back now, aren't they? Getting the combi team out as well, which is good to see.
Yeah.
They'll be buoyant going into this one, won't they?
Yeah, and they'll be confident. I think they've had it's almost like ever since they played Moran, they got a win there and they've just started winning from then. So it's like all it takes again is one game to win and then you kind of get your stride back. And as you say, injuries coming back. I remember we faced them in pre-season, they were saying how many they've got. They obviously are coming back today. And I think Dean Leese wasn't in the FC Alaman squad, so that must be a big return. I assume he played, can't confirm. But I think St John's at home. I'm surprised this game is not on Friday night.
Yeah,
that's what I'm surprised about. I assume they asked the clubs or with St John's. It's a nice little offer to have, isn't it, for them? Like, when are we going to get the best availability? Mm-hmm. What are people going to play? But yeah, I can only see one winner in this, and it's St John's.
Cam Taggart scored 5 last week, Dave. He's turned into a bit of a handy goal scorer for
him. He is, yeah. And I think, you talk about confidence and things like that. When you're a player and you score 5 goals, you can't get much more confidence, can you? So,
it's got
but... yeah, and Geordie's obviously, we don't know if they're going to be able to put a team out this week. It was a shame that happened last week. I know there's been a few appeals on social media for new players and et cetera, so if anyone is looking for a game, get involved. But I think I'm not looking at you, Sam.
No, they're not that desperate yet. I thought you'd rather not feel the side.
Harsh, Tom.
It's coming from a man. We brought up the pasty thing that I've been gutted about since Saturday, so it's really fair.
But Sam was a star player at Govs. He did score a worldie once. So
and you played for Geordie's back in the day, no?
Yeah.
So great. I played for Kate Morris, Jordis in the under-13 squad.
Could be the homecoming.
Oh, let's make it happen.
This could be the Netflix documentary.
That could be it. There was a big return.
I think we should. This should be our topic on social media this week. Which Manx football celebrity?
Yeah,
I put that in the loosest of terms.
Yeah.
Would be the best to have a Netflix documentary commissioned about.
Furby.
Do you think?
Yeah, be brilliant.
I think Hattie.
Every day of the week. Hattie would be good. I think someone completely random like Helen Withers. I'll go.
No, come on, Tom.
I'll take them.
Think outside the parish.
Okay, I'll take them maroon and gold. I'll take the glasses off for a second. I'll go with.
And that's no disrespect for Helen. I'm sure she's got a lovely backstory. But...
yeah, she does, isn't she? I'm glad you said backstory there.
What about the Silver Fox himself?
Oh, yeah, that he'd be good. Yeah.
Playing for Foxtel into his 60s.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't mention that. Just around 60 was in. But he'd be good.
Peter Lewis?
Oh, Peter Lewis, that
would be a good one.
Right up to recent.
Yeah, well. Well, that'll be up to the documentary maker.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Who else?
Papa Kiddish.
Oh, controversial.
It'd be interesting to know.
Sam Brown.
You know how like every club kind of knows their biggest legend.
Yeah.
It'd be good to see like a list of everyone.
Of icons.
So like, I wish we could like put a tweet out and just have every club comment who they think the biggest legends are, because not everyone has like a. Like, I see Peel. They put a big statement on Sunday. What was it about there's Masters?
Oh, yeah, Kev Megson.
And it's like the three of them. They played a ridiculous amount of games. I knew Lacey, but we all knew about Lacey, but I didn't actually know about the other two.
Squeak.
I knew Squeak, of course, and I knew Lacey. I didn't know Kevin Megson played 600 this week.
That's bonkers, isn't it?
Absolutely nuts. And it'd be really good, like, Peel probably would have a nightmare of actually choosing their biggest one. Probably Lacey with the amount of games played and stuff. But, like, not everyone has the stats that Peel can provide. It'd be good to know, like, I wonder who Governors Athletics being a legend that don't say yourself.
Chambo.
Chambo's probably not the chat.
Has anyone been there from 2014 right through?
Carl's been obviously there. Chambo can't be far off that if he hasn't been there that whole time.
Was he at Oncombe for a bit as well?
Yeah, but I think that was... because I played with Chambo when I was at Oncombe briefly before I went to uni, so I reckon Chambo must have been at Govs not long after that.
See, if you're established in 2014, I think there's no excuse not to have the figures and the facts and all the stats there and there.
They might do.
Yeah, they could. They could prove me wrong.
I think there's probably more questions around some years where, like, the lads who were actually signed on versus who played.
Were you there at the very start?
No, nowhere near. I had about a couple of seasons on and off.
We should do a sit-down interview with Sam too. And what drew you to Governors?
I was just going to play footy again in Chambers, so why don't you come down?
Yeah, fair enough.
It was in his own parish as well.
It is, yeah. Well, it's not anymore, but...
No, I mean, they trained down Groves Road and then Colby, and then moved to Colby.
You said that, weren't you?
My best game I ever played was right back against Michael.
Yeah.
I hadn't played a full game in like a year and played 90 minutes at right back, and I was going to die. I got to the end of the game, and...
who was the winner you were up against?
I can't remember. I just remember Winston just looking at me going, you need to like pack the fags up or just sit down. And I was just like, that was 5 minutes into the warm up.
Winston documentary.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Furo.
Yeah.
He'd
actually have a really interesting stuff.
Yeah, that would actually be really good.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
play for Colby. Colby the early years.
Of course.
Yeah. Maybe we should start putting out like... maybe we should make our own documentaries of these people.
Well, let's see what the reaction to our FCL Man Special is first.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see how we get on Scorsese. Yeah. Right, let's move on. Right, elsewhere, we've got Douglas Royal taking on Ramsey Dave. Now, to me, this looks like it should be an away win, but Royal got a great result last week, beating Uni Mills 4-2.
Yeah, and Andy Asbridge was in fine form, got himself a hat-trick. So, a great result for those guys. Not so good for Moran.
No, but as I always say, we can't look at everyone else, we've got to look at ourselves.
So Royal go into it with a bit of confidence. But Ramsey, I mean, they need to bounce back, don't they, after that. So, yeah, my money's on them to get the 3 points.
Adam?
Yeah, I'm going to back Ramsey to bounce back, I think, they'll win.
Sam?
I'm going to back Royals.
Ooh. Mm. You just hate
Moran. I just think if Jamie Court's playing and Charlie Higgins are both playing for FCM, then there's a good shout there for a Royal to get a surprise result.
I'm going to go Ramsey just because they weren't bad at all against Peel. Peel were just very good, so I think Ramsey would be fine. They didn't have Higgins then, and they were okay.
Heard good things about Don McCary. Brennan, apparently he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He scored again.
I think he was in the FCM squad at points last season as well, wasn't he? Royal, interestingly, Only two teams in the Manx top flight at the moment haven't won at home this season. Douglas Royal and... So yeah, they will have to change that record this week if they're going to get anything out of this against Ramsey. So just to,
always like to put the stats in there.
Yeah. Right, Russian Braden. Now this Russian seemed to be Adam finding a bit of form and crawling away from the bottom two. Now they're all the way up to seventh.
I know Vaxi's been cursed by this podcast, but that was a brilliant win last weekend.
Yes. Because,
I mean, they wouldn't have been favourites going into that game. They seem to be bouncing back a little bit. I think probably mid-table is probably the aim for Russian now, probably, you know, to secure themselves in the league. This weekend...
So, Braden are bottom of the league at the moment on 6 points. Interestingly, because we always talk about Croyte Lowry being one of those imposing places to go... Russian have got more points on the road this season with 7 points. Spotty's got their league table with them this week. To just the three out of Croyte Lowy.
I'm not sure they've won at home yet, have they, Russian?
Yeah, they've won one.
All right, yeah, of course, I mean, it's morale this week. I'm going to back Russian this weekend. I think, yeah, we need to get some home wins on the board, I think.
Dave Braden, I think the worrying statistic for them, apart from being foot of the league, is that the fact they've shipped 48 goals in 10 games. So, maths fans, that's 4.8 goals again.
It isn't good, but as Sam said last week, they play some really good football, and maybe that's what's hindering them. They're sticking to their style of play. They might just get to a point in the season where they need to just kind of shut up shop and grind out a few results. But in this one, I think Russian will have a bit too much.
Sam?
Well, Aaron Hall is still in the goals, and I think he's sort of, even when Russian were losing, he was sort of consistent with that. Leo Trigirth, I think that's his first goal since going down to Russian.
Right.
I thought he was a pretty good player last year at St John's, so it's good to see him down there doing well. And Joe Reid, obviously, now stopped running. I think Braden are lacking, for want of a better word, a bit of shithousery.
Oh, can we say that?
I don't know, I edit this. So I just reckon they're just lacking a bit of a bite in them.
They lack a bit of streetwiseness.
Nous.
Like, that's it, Nous. Yeah. Because they are, as Dave said, they are quite a young team, aren't they?
They're playing footy their way and they want to do it their way. And I think, you know, you look at the two last year, it's not an easy league to get out of. And they did really well with such a young team. I think they've got that this year. I just think they just perhaps lack a bit of an edge to them, which we've probably seen over the line a couple of times. But I think Russia will probably have enough of them.
Tommy, so the time to play football, Braden. Obviously, Russian's probably one of the best pitches on the island. That will help them a little bit, won't it?
I think it might help them a little bit, but I can only see one winner, Russian. I think it'll be comfortable.
Good night for those in Port Erin, by the sounds of it. Right, last game in the Premier League this Saturday season. Round take on New Mills. And what have we dubbed this derby?
The Mount Rule Derby.
The Mount Rule Derby,
yeah.
Now, Moran, second bottom, Tom.
Yeah.
Minus 26 goal difference, lowest goal scorers in the league with 14, averaging just over one a game.
I was just about to say how much I like the stats.
They take on a Union Mills side that is in itself in free fall, so it's the time to play them, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Mills, obviously they've had a bit of trouble this season, because obviously last season they've come off the back of what season that was for Mills.
Yeah.
Getting in the Railway Cup spot, you can't. So it's and they kind of look like they're in free fall a bit. And I think it's a good time to play them. They obviously got beat by Royals last week, and if we beat Royals, in theory, we should be able to beat Mills, but football doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So it's a massive game, training tonight, obviously, for me. So hopefully we had a game last night, and we had a friendly last night, which was just good fitness. It was just an hour game.
What happened?
We don't talk about scorelines.
You were beaten by school children.
No, we weren't beaten. It was 1-1. But we conceded. It was frustrating because we conceded from a corner, and that...
Don't be giving Mills tips.
No, honestly, I don't think anyone from Mills watches this unless we're going to become a Mills fan overnight.
Well, your new keeper wasn't playing last night, was he?
No, that's true.
Yes.
My new goalkeeper, who's going to be an outsider tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, keep an eye, I'm sure you all do anyway, on Moran social media in the next sort of 24 hours or so, because... Oh, it'll be out now by the time people see this podcast.
So,
Mills signing. So it's subject to international clearance. You're not going to say anything else, but I want you to get the punch on the social media.
Exactly, so I'm going to stay quiet. But I think it's Moran win on Saturday.
It's Moran win Saturday.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, I think Tom's right on this one. Ryan had the 6 points Saturday last time out. Confidence will be there. So, yeah, I think they'll be the ones to get the points.
Ryan has scored 4 goals at home this season.
Make it 8 after this weekend.
Ooh. I like that, Dave.
Adam. Is this a 6 point already?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah. It seems like every week we're going to play these 6 pointers, but this is massive. Where are Mills? Did you say just above us by
2 points ahead of you guys, but with a much superior goal difference.
But you wouldn't chuck, originally when we were talking about relegation and fighting and stuff, we wouldn't necessarily throw Mills in that.
No, after last season where they did so well, it seems to be that difficult second element at the moment, doesn't it, for them?
Mm. I fancy Desmond.
2-2. I think you could be right there. I mean, the Dave North Memorial fence could be well occupied.
That's not enough, really, is it, for either team, probably?
I reckon Mills will have too much. I reckon you're looking at a decent result here as well, I think.
I think it's going to be I think it's going to be scored a draw this.
Yeah. Tom's face while you're saying that.
What I was just going to say, though, Dave, I remember we talked about this before. There used to be, in the other Premier League, when teams got to about 40 points, you knew they were safe.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling it used to be around the 10-12 point mark in the kind of life Premier League.
Yeah, that's changed.
I think that's long gone. The bottom two are already on 6 points, and as I alluded to before, we're not even at the halfway point of the season. So
yeah, we've had seasons before where teams have gone down with 1 or 2 points.
So how many do you think it is
to stay safe this season?
Maybe 15.
Yeah,
15 mark.
Push, but and it's tight.
And 15's a lot of points to grab, I think, throughout the season.
Again, looking at my freshly printed off league table, 6th to 13th in the kind of life Premier League is only separated by 4 points.
6 to 13?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So it is tighter than a tight.
How many points?
4 points.
4 points. So we're 4 points off Laxey?
1, 2, 3, 4 points.
Interesting, it's just interesting.
Laxey have a couple of games in hand, though, of course.
That's fine. It's not points on the board, is it? Yeah. Especially how it's going for Palmer and the boys over there. It's not going the best. But they're a good team, aren't they? So I'm sure they'll bounce back around. We need some reinforcements with one obviously coming through the door.
Yeah, one potentially asterisk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, looking ahead to DPS Division 2 on Saturday. Again, 5 games in the best league in Europe. All 2 p.m. kickoffs. I should just remind people that since the clocks have gone back, we are on 2 o'clock. Dave, where are we going to kick off with this one? Should we start?
Got to be the Station Fields derby, surely.
Station Fields, come on then. Governors Athletic versus Colby. Adam, we have you in. So it's over the hedge this week, isn't it?
No. Oh, yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't even think about
that. Over the hedge is huge in this
week. Yeah, it'll be over the hedge, so I'm unfamiliar surroundings for me this week. But, it'll be... I think we probably should be winning this game. I wouldn't call myself a Colby fan. I'd call myself a Colby follower. But last week...
I'd call you a committee member.
Yeah. That as well.
See how he changes his tune after they lose last week?
I was going to say, last weekend, I was absolutely devastated at how that game finished up. Because that last-minute equaliser to make it 4-4, I've never seen Station Fields like it. The 5 that were there, absolutely ecstatic. The place went mad. But then, obviously, about 30 seconds later, Liam Kane, who is clinical at the moment...
Must be a contender for Division 2 Player of the Year already.
100%.
He's my team of the week. No, he's my...
He's in your fantasy team.
That means it's going well.
So why are you not the fantasy team?
Isn't it weird, but... So what I do with my free time is
next year, right?
Yeah.
Hey, did you triple captain him?
He bagged how many?
4.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great game. Obviously, we talked about how last week was the title contenders going head to head in DPS Division 2. So it's not all is lost, is it? I'm just looking at the league table. It's still Michael are now only a point behind you, but in turn, you're only a point behind Castletown.
Have Michael got a game in hand?
Yes.
Almost right, yeah.
And Castletown, to be fair, to be honest. But they're only a point ahead in second spot. So. Yeah, they should be favourites for this one, Dave, shouldn't they, Colby?
Yeah, I think so. They'll be desperate to bounce back after last week's defeat. So, yeah, 3 points for Colby.
I know Gus gave Castdown a run for their money a couple weeks ago, though, so it's not straightforward.
I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here. I'm sure Sam will back me up. Gov seemed to be good for 60 minutes.
Well, I haven't seen them play this year, so it's hard to tell, but I do...
See when you look at full time, like half time, they're genuinely in games. Generally.
I think there is still an element like when you follow it on the Twitter gram that they are quite in the games till sort of the final third. So it could be the old problem there of being, you know, a bit keen on the kebabs, maybe.
I'm going to back Gubbs. Yeah, I'm going to go against Colby because I think last week it'll hurt them. And then, as Hattie alluded to in his personal thing about the podcast curse.
Oh, of course.
I think Governors, as you said, gave a good game to Castown, gave a good game to Foxdale, from what I hear as well. And they're in it, and I think Colby might, the wheels might be off.
Well, that's good. One question, Adam. So, does Dickie or whoever looks after the ground cut Gov's pitch as well?
Yes.
So?
Yeah.
Surely
sabotage.
That plays, well, not sabotage, because obviously they're going to be playing on it. But surely he could mark the pitch up or cut the pitch to suit Colby.
Yeah, he could do.
I've heard he's making one of the goals a little bit smaller. Stopping around.
You heard it here first. Right, what else have we got in Division 2 this week? Derby of sorts. Let's go to Springfield Road next, Dave Norton, because it's Paul Rose versus Douglaston District.
Yeah, tell me what you said before.
I know, I don't know why I did that.
There's no other Daves here.
No, I hope not, anyway. The Pinewood will be busy after this one, won't it?
Yes, it should be an interesting game, this one. I think it'll be fairly close. Paulie have had a couple of decent enough results. D&D, though, I mean, top trumps. I've got a side with them just because of that. And we finally got to witness it at the Pinewood, didn't we? So, close game, but I think D&D will win.
Tom?
I'm going to go D&D, despite Dave Matheson's horrendous tweet about me. It was, can I just say, incorrect.
Well, I didn't see it.
Did you not see it? He said I had my top off singing Raven songs, which I did not. I'm going to confirm.
It was too cold for that.
It was too cold for that.
And you were singing Raven songs.
No, I was singing Miranda Tush. But yeah, I'm going to go D&D, not because of top drums, just because I think they're a better football inside than them.
Well, they only lost one of the Old Boys last week as well, and Old Boys are in good form.
That's a good result for them, honestly. Yeah. D&D, that's Old Boys as well. As much as they've not been as good as they normally are this season, and obviously they've still got some good players in that team.
Well, they found some form, and they had the Stewart brothers playing. And that's not bad.
We know them boys, so
yeah.
Get a good documentary on them too.
The Stewart brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that on the list. Adam?
You wouldn't have thought D&D lost last week with how up-spirited Dave Matheson was in the pub, but I didn't actually realise until now.
It was about 4 pints in. Everyone's great. He's quite high-spirited after that.
I did like when we had this FCL man. I didn't like it, actually, the FCL man thing, but I liked his D&D over the top. Just in case FCL man lose, he could zip the D&D back up and just go, yeah, what are you on about? Not a fan.
I'm going to go off what I've seen this season. The one time I've seen Pulley, I thought they were awful. So I'm going to go for D&D.
Sam?
I think that we need a D&D win because Dave has now been on the podcast, albeit briefly this week, and we need a win.
We need to win.
We need to get him on officially, though, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely.
And that means he'll definitely lose after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to say D&D.
I reckon draw. Pulley have got 3 points this season. Haven't taken a point at home. And have only scored 8 goals. But actually, they're not the most goal shy at home this season in the division. But it's, even so, I still think they'll grind something out of this one. I just think they'll be up for it. This is a sort of derby, isn't it? And
is it?
You want to show your face in the Pinewood after, don't you? So
is it a derby?
Well, they're playing on adjacent pitches, don't they?
Yeah, but D&D never used to, and like
D&D a bit
it's
nomadic.
It's like calling it a derby, the Governors Colby game, which
we just called it literally 2 days ago.
Which you alluded to, but I didn't like it because like Governor
Hedgehog.
You can make an exception for that. They're at the same stadium, aren't they?
It just seems wrong that Governors are playing there. And it just seems wrong that D&D are not playing.
Colby and Governors Athletic.
It sounds like a station field.
Derby.
I can see the quotations to be fair.
Right, elsewhere we have Old Boys, as we've said, Dave. They picked up a win last week to propel them up to the dizzying heights of 6th on their return to DPS Division 2. They take on Maloo this week at Blackberry Lane. Personally, for me, I think that's got home win or on it. Not all over it, but written in it at certain points.
Yeah, I agree. Maloo didn't play last week. Their game with Jim's was postponed. So not ideal preparation, obviously, but Old Boys, I think, just got a bit too much about them. And if they've got the old guard, so to speak, playing, I think they'll be comfortable with it.
I'm going to go odds even, sharing the points.
Oh?
I backed Maloo to finish 4th at the start of the season and they've let me down. Home win.
Sam?
I'm going to go for a lesser spotted 0-0.
No!
Oh my gosh.
No.
Not possible.
No, we've only had one this season.
And that was in Combi, wasn't it?
No, the Masters League.
Oh, the Masters, so that, yeah. We haven't had one in...
And we haven't clarified that those two teams just didn't turn up.
Yeah. Was anyone there to witness it?
Yeah. Neil, that's a big shout. That's a bigger shout than him saying that Ayr are going to win the title.
Yeah, that's arguably more controversial.
Yeah, he's gone for it. Right, just where should we go next? We'll stay in the realms of Douglas and we'll go through it. Well, is it Douglas? Yeah, it is sort of Douglas. Jim's versus Onc and Tramode. Now, I've already alluded to this. Jim's they've only played six games, to be fair, so I hadn't actually factored that in. Six games. And they've scored three goals of Tramode so far this season, conceding 12 in the same span. I sort of think this suggests to a larger Onken win, because especially Onken hit nine last week, didn't they? Yeah.
Maybe Jim's having trouble with the fact that they've moved the pitch.
It may be. And apparently the pitch isn't in good nick. I've chatted to someone last weekend, apparently it's not looking too good. So, I think not to ruin the weather, but I think we're going to get a bit of rain towards the back end of the week.
Could be another storm, couldn't there? But we won't say anything too much. David's leather is coming. Yeah.
The storm could be the goals that On can bring. Nine goals last week. George Butler scored three, Leo Fox two, Josh Kenyuk two, Connor Dawson and Sam Cubbin, the lesser spotted them around.
Sam got a form around, man.
Yeah, he scored as well. So, nine, big win over Youthy last week. Same again this week?
I thought so. Leo Fox is a good player. I mean, he seems to be getting back to full fitness. I think he's been out for a little while with injuries, so good to see him back scoring. Yeah, On could win.
Adam? What's the record highest win in men's football?
Oh, I probably played in it.
Yeah,
26.
Yeah, Geordie's Royal, was it?
Yeah, wasn't that when Michael beat Malou or something? Malou beat Michael in the cup.
Are you sure that's official? Bad. I swear Hattie's book had like something like 37. Something
stupid. You're thinking of when Arbroath beat Bon Accord in the Scottish Cup.
I remember there was a story my uncle used to tell me about my dad was involved in a silly scoreline. And he was like, that's all I'm trying to produce to Brown Comby, bring it along with me. Like 37 or 39 rings a bell, something stupid for Jeremy.
Was Dave Carter playing?
Well, no, because it would have been high.
Exactly, 100%. I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out.
If anyone knows, are you happy?
Maybe this 26-0 one that we're thinking of is only in the sort of modern era, so to speak.
Football wasn't created in 2004, boys.
That's random, mate.
2004 was when Canada Lights took over the...
2007.
Okay.
I was close. Rambles initially, was sure.
Oh. Is that when it first became the Premier League?
Yeah.
What was it before that? Division 1?
Division 1.
Okay, so see, I was close with the numbers-ish. 2007, 2004. I think I'm getting there.
It's the sort of award-winning journalism we aspire to here at Media Element. Adam,
whatever the record score is, add one. That's what I'm going.
Keeping with your gym's rhetoric.
Honestly, I've not seen anything like it. But yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Sam,
well, as I said this week, you know, I'm going to back in the hunt for promotion.
Yes, they are currently on 17 points, 3 points behind second place, having played a game. Oh, we're on the same game as most of the teams in that Premiership.
Yeah, so I think it's, they're back in there after this win, so I'm going to continue on with that role.
You know how he says he's not seen anything like Jim's first team? Well, what about Jim's Combi? You've just gone down and watched them.
Never seen
them. Yeah, but
Jim's Combi lost 3-2. I think Jim's Combi are doing all right.
Really? Yeah. I was just surprised. Like, the slander is against Jim's.
Are you just specifically saying it's the first team?
What you're saying.
Maybe they should swap as teams. A fellow Combi player.
Yeah.
You don't want the Combi getting tarred with the
same. No, because that'd be awful.
Yeah.
That'd be awful. It's like around Combi now, flying high in fifth. No one gets that. We had to see that in the paper. It's all about us losing games. It's all about us.
It's all in Combi corner.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true.
But it's, which needs a section in the paper.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get around to that one.
Sure we will.
So you give me your prediction, Saturday, haven't you?
Yeah, didn't I?
I think you did.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, just Tom's chipping away here. Youthy Castletown is the final game in DPS Division 2 this Saturday. Looks to me, should be a Castletown win. Sam, you saw Castletown on Saturday, just gone. Are they promotion contenders or indeed title contenders?
Well, Sam Palmer. Hi again, Sam. We had a difference of opinion about the game last Saturday. I thought Castletown were, I would say, fortunate, but they owed a lot to Adam Convig for getting a point out of that game. Fox had a lot of chances where they should have scored, but Adam pulled out some quality saves. But as a team, they are quite good. They're a good unit. They caused Foxdale some trouble themselves, so they could well be. But I do wonder if they've got enough. I think with Michael and Onken sort of gathering speed, I think Castan probably end up being third place to fourth place team this year, but they should probably still have enough for Whitecup.
Adam, you were nodding when I said promotion and title contenders.
Absolutely, yeah. I've been really impressed with Castan, and I expect them to be up there at the start of the season as well. I think the point against Foxdale was a good one because Foxdale are in brilliant form at the moment. Yeah, I think that it'll be tight this weekend, but I think they'll just see it past Rykov. Be a tight game though.
You mentioned Adam Kinvig there, Sam. Obviously, I'm just looking at the stats all over these this week. I'm going to bring them every week. They are the joint, got the joint means defence with 12 goals in 8 games. Them and Onken have both conceded 12 this season so far. So it shows they're quite solid at the back. Obviously, I think it'll be the other end where they'll be a bit more preoccupied this week, Dave, against Youthy. Because yeah. Youthy, that's a big loss last week.
9-1 against Onken, yeah, definitely. But, you know, you mentioned Kinvig, and Sam said off air the other day, I mean, he's such a good keeper, isn't he? He's too good for Division 2.
I think was he in the FC Alman training squad at one point?
I remember seeing Pittsburgh at one point being involved in
this. So, yeah, cracking goalkeeper. Youthy, I mean, that's... bad defeat, that. So I think Castletown are looking strong. They'll get the 3 points.
I'm going to go Castletown, but can they go top? Because Fox still got Dafka this week, obviously not the first game. Can they go top if they win?
So the goal difference currently is 6 in Foxdale's favour at this point. So they would need to win by 6 goals.
And based on last week with the Rykov getting comfortably beat by 9-1, I think Castletown, I'm going to say Castletown, comfortable win and go ahead of Foxdale on goal difference in the league.
Nice. These bold predictions have all been spawned by Adam's just...
Yeah, well, we always want to be Adam.
Yes. I think
the top four is locked in.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
What about Onken fifth?
Oh, no, I mean, I think Onken, Foxdale, Castown and...
you think Colby are going to drop out?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I just think they, in tight games, they just can't seem to see the game out sort of thing. And it's, you know, it's one of those.
Wait till you go to that next committee meeting.
Just looking, Onken, another stat for you, dear listener, stroke viewer. Onken have scored 30 goals at the Niverson already this season. They've only played 8 games in total, so I presume 4 games.
It's impressive, isn't it?
That is. If you want goals, go at the Niverson.
Surprised by that result last weekend. I didn't know there's such a gulf between.
I think I saw Martin Torres were among the scorers for Youth. He must have signed on in recent weeks. But I think I was speaking to one of the Youth squad, and they're saying there are a few light at the moment. And I don't think that, I think they were impacted by the annual Northern transfer merry-go-round more than some of the other clubs this summer, so I think they are a bit light in bodies as it were. But yeah, Youthy were always solid. You always grind a result, I think, but I think their combi are flying at the moment, so maybe it's a time to do a bit of a bring a few up.
They lost 3-1 last week.
Great result. Great result. But did better than the first team.
Yeah, that's true.
Progress. But I think they picked up Ross Crawford, a former gym striker, who scored quite a few for their combi this season already. And Mark McClurg is showing age is just a number by scoring a lot of goals and probably picking up as many bookings. That's all. We'll look ahead to this weekend's fixtures. Where should we go next? Combi Corner, Dave?
Yeah,
we're going to insert this video-wise, right? Let's press the imaginary button.
Insert now.
It's as you were at the top of the Canada Life Combination 1 after the top 3 all won last Saturday. Leaders St Mary's were 5-0 winners over Corinthians at the Bowl, while second place Union Mills also won by a 5-goal margin with a 6-1 success at Douglas Royal, and Ramsey were 4-1 winners at Peel. The other game in Combi 1 saw a 7-goal thriller at Mullany Cloy, where Braddon came out on top 4-3 against St John's. In DPS Limited Combination 2, Old Boys continued to lead the way but were made to work hard for their 2-1 win over Douglasson District. Ogden moved level on points with second place Youthy after beating the Northerners 3-1 at Scolry Gorry, while Michael United and Colby played out a Desmond 2-2 at Bellera Road. Elsewhere in this division, Malou were 3-2 winners at Jim's, while Foxdale claimed a fine 5-2 victory at home to Castletown, and Douglas Athletic edged past Governors Athletic 2-1 at Station Fields.
Dave reads the weather.
Dave reads the weather! Friday will have bright and sunny intervals, as well as the risk of a few showers, but rain overnight into Saturday that may be heavy at times. On Saturday, though, the rain will start to clear quickly as it becomes mainly dry and largely cloudy, although there will be further showers developing later on.
Right, FC Alman, Sam, obviously we went to see them last week. Hopefully we've all seen the FC Alman special we did. 38 million is a brilliance, I would suggest.
Yeah, unfortunately it rained off Tuesday night, so away at Colne this week. So annoyingly, we've recorded this early because of Dave's attendance at the Villa Marina on Thursday evening. along with all of you.
Yeah.
So we don't actually have the squad yet for that, but that'll be online by hopefully by the time this goes out as well. So we'll have an idea on that one. But yeah, they're going into a good bit of hopefully a good bit of form. Like they've got Saturday was one of them results where you thought, you know, they've ground a result out, and it wasn't always pretty, but they got a result, got away with one off the post as well. So yeah, hopefully they can build on that. I just think it was a bit of a, it wasn't a night for where Doyle and that were going to thrive, really. I think it was a night for digging in. And I'm sure Fiora came on, I thought Fiora was quite sort of upfront, very combative and just sort of different sort of player, which they didn't seem to like playing up against. So it was a difficult night, but they got the win. So hopefully going into this weekend, they can carry on that form and get a few more goals.
Speaking to the Pilkins manager after the game, he was saying that he reckons they probably deserved a point, and I'd probably agree with him.
I thought, no, to be honest, if you looked at the possession and the chances FC Alamann had, particularly in the first half, I thought they were the better team. But I thought Pilkington, that's not even wrong, defended well. They seem to have experienced their two centre-halves defended well.
Head the post.
Head the post. But I think what I was interested in when I spoke to Jonesy after the match, he was talking about the squad's influence. And as you said, Firo came off the bench, Charlie came off the bench, I think Kyle Watson, and I think he actually entered the bench. And he referred to them as finishers, which is a common term in modern-day rugby now.
So Eddie Jones' phrase?
They're always planning to use him. And he said they were probably it was vital getting them that win on Saturday because when they were getting to get a bit leggy, having played already on the Thursday, it gave them that boost. And I think we saw that, didn't we? You know, it did come, you saw it with
Charlie come on first off. He come on and brought new legs onto it. I think Fiora as well brought fresh legs onto it. And I thought he was actually really quite impressive, actually, Fiora on Saturday when he came on.
He's just a menace, isn't he? In the nicest possible way. Yeah. He's a lovely guy, but he's a menace.
But he was, I
hate to defend against him. Who played against him, though? Fiora.
No, he used to coach me at school.
Oh, I'm guessing he didn't. You didn't have to go up against them.
No, but he's one of them teachers that like would get involved in the matches and stuff. So you sometimes be like, it's like Mikey Callister, he'd do it all the time. He'd just score four and he'd get such a joy out of scoring past children. It's like, what the heck? It was so frustrating. But you can't blame him because I can imagine as a teacher, you'd absolutely love to do that, wouldn't you? Get paid to score a goal past children.
So, yeah, it's all about the squad, I think. And I think that's what they're going to need. To sort of get them through this tough run of
fixing. Well, yeah, because I mean this league this year, there's 23 or 24, I think 24 teams in it. So it is it's a long season. And even without playing cup games, it's a long, hard season. And especially the amount of games that, through no fault of their own, have been called off. I mean, you never get a game called off at the bowl unless you get really bad weather coming in here. So they've got, while they've played a lot of away games, they've still got a couple that they've now got to rearrange and find time for them. But they have got this tremendous home run coming in the run up to Christmas, which hopefully we'll see a good number of crowd down, because we were thinking of this, the official figure seemed a lot lower than what it actually was.
Yeah, so I looked on the North West Counties Football League website at the start of the week and they said 761 or 768, something like that.
Yeah.
And it seemed busy. It seemed around 1,000 mark, and that's what everyone seemed to be indicating to us at the club on Saturday night. But either way, fantastic crowd, but the best one they've had this season.
All better than El Etifak and Riyadh, so
yeah.
Always good.
Right, any other business, Tom?
Not that I can think of.
Or just keep eyes peeled on the round socials for the Star Simon.
Oh yeah, that's the big one. Yeah, yeah. So just have a look there, and I'm sure be impressed.
Shock and indeed awe, I think will be the words.
But it'll be out when they announce this week.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So go and have a look now.
Go and have a look now. But yeah. I can't announce it.
Yeah,
because
you're under embargo.
I'm under embargo. Strict embargo. Yeah. Not like 3FM's embargo.
That's staying.
The Floodlit Cup, Candlelight Women's Floodlit Cup, it continues on Sunday. We've got Balfletcher Derby.
Oh!
Yeah, Corinthians versus Royal. It's actually at the ball at 2:10, but then we've got Oncombe v Maloo at 3:40. Corinthians go into it on the back of a massive 13-1 win over Castletown last weekend. Millie Dawson got 5 goals, so they're obviously in good form. And Peel beat Maloo 5-0. So.
Good wins. Corinthians Royal at 2:10, as Dave suggests. If you in the vicinity, I recommend go and give them that watch. Adam, any other business this week?
No.
Samuel?
I just want to give a quick shout out to Castan, because I forgot earlier, for the fantastic sausage roll and cup of tea that I got on Saturday, which I'll put a picture of here.
Did you go into the bar? Because I believe that's very nice these days.
I wasn't open at half time, but I have been in before and it is very nice. Yeah, they have Norseman on tap, which I thought was both patriotic and delicious.
And you've had a couple more races.
Yeah.
They had Norseman on the bar, which is both patriotic actually.
So maybe when we do our Castle Tower.
Are you going to Jed's Tower?
No, I didn't go up Jed's Tower for reasons that basically I don't want to climb a ladder that's held on by string.
So you're saying Jed's Tower's not safe?
I wouldn't say that.
For two?
No, there was like three of them up there at one point. I just have no I have no drive to climb up it.
I've been up there. It's an experience that I think everyone should have.
Still on the bucket list for me.
Well, wasn't he down at Colby on the back of a wagon?
Yeah, but it's not the tower, is it?
Yeah, you want the Jed. You want the full experience.
Yeah,
the Jed Power Tower.
Right. Well, for anyone who doesn't know what that is, please do go on to. Did you stream it on the club's Facebook?
Facebook,
and then
Cast Iron
and Twitter and all that. Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's great.
Yeah, and he has taken to roaming this year, which I that's the element I've enjoyed this year. He's not just confined to the stadium anymore. He's allowed to roam the highways.
His commentary isn't quite Peter Dreary, but I mean, it's doable.
I enjoy it. I really do enjoy his commentary. I just think it adds a bit more sort of
humour.
A bit more character to my
Football. Yeah, character, definitely character. Yeah.
I think he does a better job than any of us could.
Fact.
Yeah.
On that bombshell.
Ta-ta for now.
Da 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 da.